This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
We'll know in less than 70 days. Can you believe it? November 3rd is racing upon us. It really feels that way to me. Hope you had a fabulous weekend, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. And if this is your first time doing the dance, well, welcome. Jump on the floor. You can always send me your thoughts. Just a quick reminder right from the get-go at Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Thousands of people do. The mailbag blows me away each and every day when I open it, and we will do a mailbag segment coming up a little bit later this hour. But first, here's a shocker, or maybe it's not a shocker. That's why we started with Hail to the Chief. We're through the Democratic Convention. We're through the Republican Convention as of last week. And I was listening to some of the chatter today about, well, you know, usually you get a little bit of a bump after your convention, and the president didn't get that bump after his convention. But, you know, I was looking at different polls. And, yes, you can manipulate polls somewhat, right? And people will also tell you, well, if you listen to the polls the last time around in the presidential election, you would have never thought that Donald Trump would be president. But a new poll is out that is predicting a landslide victory. Who do you think it's for? Do you think it's for Joe Biden? Or do you think it's for President Donald Trump? Would you be shocked, or would you say, well, of course I could have told you that? That according to the Democratic Institute, the Sunday Express poll that came out, they're predicting a landslide victory for Donald Trump this November. That's what they're saying. Because what they're saying is in this poll, 48% to 45% with pollsters predicting, by the way, that he's going to rout, so not just win, but rout Biden in delegates 309 to 229. And part of this is because, according to this poll, the president has a lead over the former VP in swing states, Florida, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And as for the rest of it, Biden is competitive with Trump on the rest of the states. But you got to think about the swing states, and this is what the Democratic Institute director Patrick Basham is saying. This is what is backing up what we're saying, because Biden has already hit his high water mark. Wow! Now, 37% of the Americans surveyed by DI said law and order was the top political issue. Top for them. Top. Not the economy, not the other things we're talking about. I mean, economy was in there. But number one was law and order, because you see what's happening. 27% say they were concerned about the economy and keeping their current job or getting one. Polling by DI predicted the 2016 U.S. election and Brexit. They don't publish their methodology, and I don't know the methodology, and that can be interesting. But they do say the polling has tended to be more favorable to the president than most U.S. media polls. So this is why I say polls can look different to different people, and they can be manipulated in a sense in different ways. But that is a shocker, because you heard what I said about the key battleground states. Or maybe it's not a shocker. The number one issue is law and order. In the meantime, I wonder how much COVID-19 will play into what people are thinking when they vote. So we have 183,000 officially listed deaths in the U.S. now, over 6 million cases in the U.S. Worldwide, over 25 million cases and 844,000 deaths. And the hot spots pop up in different areas. We've seen that New York has done a great job of not bubbling back up from the very beginning when they were the worst of the worst, along with our pals in the tri-state areas, not getting hit quite as hard, of course, as they were in the very, very beginning. There still is a tug of war over masks, although some of that has died down because in a lot of places where they became the hot spot, you just started to see it. Just there were signs. Masks, you have to have a mask. I noticed over the weekend as I was patrolling the DFW area, because I'm here in the heart of Texas, that everywhere I went, there were definite signs, and there were definitely people just threw on their masks. You know, they had them in their back pockets. I saw guys with them stuffed in their back pockets, just put them on, no big deal, walked into whatever it was, walked into the grocery store, walked in to a museum area kind of near where I was, and people were just doing it, and there was no, didn't like there seemed like there was any big problem. And here's the big problem is, what do the schools do? Because you've got schools that are facing these outbreaks, especially the colleges. A lot of new cases in Iowa are in the counties that are home to the University of Iowa, Iowa State, and they're doing some in-person classes. Temple University in Pennsylvania, they decided, okay, we're icing them for 2 weeks. So you got colleges and universities around the country that have seen these crazy outbreaks. Students come back to campus, and now they're forced to go to the online learning. Because here's the thing, if they've got these cases, the worst would be for them to then go home and infect people in their homes. So now you've got so many on campuses that just kind of have to be there. They just have to be in their dorm room and do the thing online. Even in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that his state was sending what they call a SWAT team to a state university, Sunny University, SUNY, really, University in upstate New York to contain COVID-19, the outbreaks that have happened there. Fall classes started last week, and then they were suspended for a couple of weeks because more than 100 people tested positive for the virus. And the SWAT team is the tracing team. They want to trace it, trace where does it come from, all that kind of stuff, and figure it out and find out where these infections then are going. And infections have risen after Sturgis in South Dakota. You know, they drew 365,000, give or take, people from across the country from August 7th to the 16th. And the health department now there is saying 88 cases have been traced to the rally. And I think, what is the big struggle with people? Some of it is testing, and the testing has really fallen off in the last couple of weeks. And there is the war over testing. So public health people say there needs to be more testing to find the asymptomatic COVID carriers to slow that spread. And we've got the most recorded infections in the world. Then you got Brazil and Peru and Chile. They have higher rates of infection. But we have the most of everything. Of course, we have such a huge population. But regardless, I mean, that's where we sit. I already gave you the numbers, and that's where we sit at this point. So how much does COVID-19 play into your mind, your thoughts, when you go and vote? Whether you do mail-in and you cross your fingers, or you actually do it in person. All right, we've just scratched the surface. A long way to go on this kickoff to the week. Coming up next, remember that mailbag? Oh, we're headed there now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, we're not going to stand on ceremony. Let's just dive right into it. Thanks so much for all of your mail, your thoughts. You can do the same thing if you're listening. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Malcolm. I like that name, Malcolm. It's a good name. Remember the t-shirt in the middle? I used to watch. But anyway, Malcolm. Malcolm says, Kate, oh my gosh, I'm here in the heart of Alabama, and boy, the University of Alabama has been slammed. It is a roller coaster called Rona, and so many have tested positive since our school opened. It's pretty alarming, I gotta say, as somebody who is a teacher here at the Crimson Tide Central. And, you know, even our prez has already said that the rise in the cases are just unacceptable, and just too many have gotten the coronavirus, and that includes members of the staff. Luckily, not myself. What do you think? Would it have been smarter to wait, or do you think all college campuses should have just been cleared, and it would have been better to kick it back up maybe in January? Well, let me look at my crystal ball. First of all, thanks for sharing that you're there. And yes, I was just talking about the virus and the University of Alabama just slammed. I mean, it's alarming how many, and that's why the prez said it's unacceptable, because you had parties. I mean, you know, if you've ever been to Alabama, it is a place to go. Put it on your list. There is a rooftop bar. I saw a shot of some people on the rooftop bar called the Bear Trap. And it's, of course, like any college campus, there's a huge bar scene, and people were just doing the bar scene thing. Like, we're not really in this pandemic. It wasn't like everybody had a mask on. And we go back to the same thing again. You're young, you're dumb. we've all been there, right? You're 19, you're 20, you're 21, you feel invincible, you're 18, whatever, however old you are. And you want to blow off steam. You want to hang out with your posse. You want to meet girls. You want to meet guys. You want to just do the thing that you do, especially at some of these bigger universities, but any universities. And unfortunately, it's just like South Carolina. You had college students that got busted at a huge, crazy pool party. I mean, but here's the thing. We keep coming back to the same dealio. You don't really want to get this because you don't want to get this, period. Because, one, you don't know how your body's going to react, even if you think you're in amazing shape. And then, do you want to really give it to anyone close to you in your family because you were hanging out at the bear trap or wherever you were hanging out at the pool party in South Carolina and then something happens? No. Of course not. I mean, that's the thing. No, who wants to live with that? I can't even imagine. And that goes back to the same danger. And it's crazy because this is an elusive enemy. I mean, we are fighting an SOB that we can't see. I mean, it's a virus we cannot see. I just moved to another one. This one is, because this goes along with it too, it's perfect. This one is from Reed, who says, Kate, you know, you've been pretty good about keeping us up to date on the vaccine. I trust the info that you're... Do you think the president hinted that he hoped that... perhaps there would be a vaccine by the end of the year. You know, it's interesting. The Food and Drug Administration, they're saying that a future vaccine against the coronavirus could get emergency approval before the end of the trials. And it just depends. You know, you got to have that safety and effectiveness is the key things. Those are the two words you're looking for, right? It's the yin and the yang of this. Give me the safety, give me the effectiveness. And if they can get that, and it looks like if they have that, if they do have that before the end of phase three, because of the massive testing that's going on, and they think it's appropriate, then they'll determine whether they can do, they're going to be really persnickety about it because no one wants to put their name to it if it's not going to happen, it's not going to work. But it sure does look like there is a potential for that. Really, really, really. There is a potential that could happen. We'll see. Because there's a bunch of different companies, that are working on this, usually in a collaboration with somebody else. Like even AstraZeneca, they're partnered up with Oxford University in England, Moderna. They're also collaborating with the U.S. National Institutes of Health and Pfizer and BioNTech Alliance. They've got it. So that's the nature of this beast. They're pushing hard. And of course, give us those two things and give us that vaccine and yay, hooray. Who wins the Nobel Prize? Somebody. But it's been floated. You know, Stephen Hahn, who is the FDA commissioner, has taken some heat because people want to know, are you being pressured by the president to say that we could be getting closer to this vaccine and we're not getting closer to the vaccine? You know, what do you think? Is that what it is? And we're just going to keep hearing that over and over again, wherever that falls. Do you think there's pressure from the president to get a vaccine? Of course there is, because everybody wants the vaccine, number one, regardless. And also, the timing with the election, of course, it's obvious. A vaccine comes out there and it's effective. Well, you know, all bets are off as to what possibly happens in the election period. All right, then I got this one from Bob, who's listening to us in Wisconsin. Yeah, we feel for you all in Wisconsin. And Bob says, Kate, Kenosha, it's like a war zone, I'm telling you. You know, you hear all this whole thing about vigilantes. It's horrible what happened with that 17-year-old punk. I don't agree with him. I can't believe people are giving him money. You cannot be doing that kind of stuff. And the fact that you've got this just crazy, crazy, crazy war, whether it's pro-police or people that are just simply demonstrating about the shooting of Jacob Blake. And you've got people with back the blue shirts and American flags, and you have other people who are just marching with Black Lives Matter, but it just seems to heat up when the vigilante nutballs get involved, and that makes sense, doesn't it? And you wonder, why are they doing that? Why, if you are there to show your support for the police, why would you start something? If you're there to show your support for Black Lives Matter, why would you start something? But we keep seeing this scenario play out again and again too many times. What, for God's sake, is the answer? The answer is conversation, connecting, and communication. It's the three C's that nobody seems to be able to put together, and part of that is because people put their flag in the sand, and that's it. I mean, you know, I've said it before. I play on this team, you play on that team, and these teams can't meet. I mean, why couldn't you be pro both, right? And honestly, legitimately feel that way, and why even have to say you're pro both? Who would say they're not for police officers who work hard, do what they can to help other people, and are not racist, do not have these reactions, are not caught up in whatever else is happening? I mean, of course. Who wouldn't say a bad cop is a bad cop? Of course. Who wants to have a police force riddled with bad cops? I mean, there's so many weird ways to analyze what's happened. Unfortunately, all the roads we want in this thing, for God's sake, we want it to lead to a place where we can have those conversations, communicate, and not kill each other, you know, and not have that happen. There was something that I was reading about on Sunday. There were a lot of Kenosha residents, and they were all different kinds of people, black, white, Asian descent, whatever. And they, Hispanic, they gathered around this, like, a family dollar. And there were volunteers that were passing out donations and painted messages of peace on boarded up buildings. There was a DJ playing house music, and volunteers were wearing masks to protect against the virus, blah, blah, blah. And there's a guy, and I was reading the story, and then I saw a quote from him, and then I saw something on the tube from the same guy where he said, I needed this today. He said, you know, I'm in my late 60s. I went to church this morning. It was all about Jacob Blake and his family. It's 100% positive, 100% positive. More people need to come out and support all the way around, and I agree, all the way around. All right, remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Mic drop moment coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland is lashing out at President Trump, accusing him of creating a toxic environment. This after one person was killed Saturday night in violent clashes between Trump supporters and left-wing groups. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler.
It's you who have created the hate and the division. It's you who have not found a way to say the names of black people killed by police officers, even as people in law enforcement have.
person killed was reportedly someone connected with the right-wing group Patriot Prayer. Representative Adam Schiff says the president views civil unrest as beneficial to his campaign.
He sees this violence and his ability to agitate more of it as useful to his campaign. What it does to the country, the loss of life, he doesn't care.
He was on CNN. This is USA Radio News. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence has informed Congress it will stop providing in-person briefings on election security and foreign interference, moving instead to written updates. Director of National Intelligence John Radcliffe told Congress of the changes, saying he believes written briefings will help, quote, ensure to the maximum extent possible that ODNI provides the Congress in support in your oversight responsibilities on election security, foreign malign influence, and election interference is not misunderstood nor politicized. President Trump on Saturday suggested that Radcliffe got tired of information leaking from his briefings. A senior administration official told CNN that other agencies supporting election security, such as the Department of Justice, Department of Defense, and Department of Homeland Security, plan to continue delivering briefs to Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
The mic drop moments this time around. Usually it can be something really funny, and boy, I have a bunch of those stacked up. But this time around, it's something rather sad, very, very sad. Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther star, dead at the age of 43. And the MTV Awards were on Sunday, and they paid a lot of attention to it. ABC ran the movie, The Black Panther, and he was just 43 years old. And he was supposedly such a gentle soul from people that talked about him. He was an actor who was very talented. I thought I had seen him in a couple of different things, not just Black Panther. And he died at 43, so young, from a horrible killer, colon cancer. So on stage, right, the survival rate is something like 91%. But if it's not, the overall five-year survival rate for people is 64%. And if it's spread, well, then that's a whole different thing. And colon cancer is personal to me. My mother died of colon cancer, and she's incredibly healthy. Had no idea. Had not had a colonoscopy. In my family, when people got cancer, it was like breast cancer. And it was other kinds of cancer. My great-grandmother had lung cancer. But watching that just made me just think it's just another reminder to get those tests. Get a colonoscopy. Not a fun thing to do, but not horrible either. And in his case, I don't know the background of, was he tested and they just didn't catch it? I mean, he was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer in 2016. So he falls into that category that I talked about, the survival rate, having it for as long as he had it. And he fought his way through it and did everything he could. But, you know, he had done a movie, just it's not out yet, but August Wilson's Ma Rainey, that's a big one that'll come out afterwards, obviously. But he had done a whole bunch more. Marshall, Defy Bloods, etc. I think I've seen almost every movie that he's been in, that I think I've seen every single movie. But just so many people were, the outpouring was beyond just Hollywood people, but of course lots of Hollywood people reacted. I mean, he portrayed some pretty famous people, and he had those biopics nailed, you know, doing somebody else who's super famous, like Jackie Robinson. He was Jackie Robinson. James Brown, that's another one. Thurgood Marshall, that's another one. And, you know, they just released a statement. He kept it low key. And he was the superhero to so many kids. And he empowered a lot of kids. So the mic drop moment to me is the shocker that at such a young age, 43 years old. Ooh, wow. I mean, just very, very, very sad. And I think, again, shocking to so many people. I read a great story, and I guess I hadn't heard this story, but apparently he had a chance, thanks to Denzel Washington, who paid quietly for some students from Howard University to go to an acting program, a summer thing at Oxford in England. And he was one of those students. I think there was like 9 students. And Denzel Washington talked about what an incredible actor he was and what a gentle soul. And he will be missed. So rip to Mr. Chadwick, who absolutely, you know, tip of the cap for what he did in entertaining and in embodying what an actor can do when they have the chops that he had. And just again, very, very shocking at 43 years old. It's complete inspiration and a reminder to get a colonoscopy, get checked, and if you've got it, hopefully you can catch it early enough, because that's the key to that horrible, horrible disease that a lot of people, unfortunately, are getting. It's just keeps climbing the rate of people who get colonoscopies. All right, we're going to kind of traverse into a couple of odds and ends here. So things that are happening around the country that you might not have you might not have seen. I mean, I know you know about Hurricane Laura and how it smashed into parts of Louisiana, etc. And at this point, you know, it was the strongest storm to hit Louisiana 160 years. And Lake Charles was really the place that got slammed. And people survived it. I mean, there were people that just battened the hatches and decided they weren't going to leave. The trail of devastation was incredible, because you had 150-mile-an-hour winds and at least 14 people killed in Laura, and there were people that just, you know, we're gonna be in the cabins and we're gonna ride it out. And they do say the boats toured from the moorings, just pulling and sinking boat after boat in the channel. That was happening, and there were 15 shrimping boats that decided, okay, we're in this together, and we're going to tie these boats up, and only 5 of the 15 survived. The rest sunk. That was it, in the channel that cuts across a port there. nobody drowned. That was a good thing. There were rescue teams that couldn't respond, and there were mid-storm rescues to save people from violent squalls, and I mean, just serious blows to also a place called Cameron, where that was right in the middle of this, too. And the shrimping industry there is big. Remember, we had Rita hit them hard in 2005, Ike in 2008, and now, of course, this is absolutely horrible. But the key thing is surviving it and moving on from there, and there were obviously many people that survived, and then there were 14 that did not. And the stories of what those shrimpers did in trying to help each other, incredible. Because they knew, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're tied to this. And that's what we're in this together. So we're sticking this out together. This is a horrible story from Portland, and I know we have lots of listeners in Portland, and I hear you. I've gotten plenty of emails about this, but one person was shot and killed late Saturday. There was a caravan of President Trump supporters and social justice protesters, and they were clashing in the streets. There we go again, right? And it wasn't clear, and they're still trying to clear this up, if was the shooting linked to fights that broke out as the caravan of hundreds of trucks and cars and whatever was confronted by the protesters. And, of course, Portland has been the site of nightly protests for more than 3 months since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. And even the president, of course, he responded on Twitter and said, "This is not what our great country wants. They want safety and security, do not want to defund our police," is what he said. And this is the third Saturday in a row that there have been these rallies in Portland, but this was the one that turned deadly. It's wild to watch what's happening. It's wild and sad, that's for sure. By the way, the Laura damage, because somebody's asked me this, a couple people have asked me this, well, you know, how many people have electricity now, and what's going on with electricity? The latest that I have on that, because this certainly is an odds and ends kind of thing, you got about 300,000 or so that don't have electricity right now, about 87 water systems that serve 150,000 people are just inoperable. So these are parishes, if you remember how Louisiana is divided up, and Beauregard and Allen and Cameron would be on that list, and Jefferson Davis and Vernon and all that kind of stuff. And of course, they'll get the major disaster relief. They'll get that declaration. And that's what the governor said heading into this. And there's going to be other parishes that would be on the list too, because of how they were hit, big time, how they were hit. In the meantime, the NBA is returning. They returned on Saturday after that pause to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake. It sent kind of ripple effects around the sports world. And the playoffs were on pause since Wednesday when the Bucks decided we're not going to the court for the game against the Magic. So that game was played on Saturday. The Bucks won, and they move on in the Eastern Conference. But there's still conversations that are happening about racial injustice, and that was the core theme, and going back to the court, and now, as I mentioned, of course, they all come back on Saturday after those days off. School is back in some cases. In other cases, it's a question of, yes, we're back, but what we're doing is kind of a hybrid situation. So some kids are back in classrooms, and we've altered and distanced people and everything else that we can to the classrooms, and others are doing it remotely. We may be seeing that throughout the rest of 2020 and into 2021. That wouldn't be surprising. I'm rooting for that vaccine to be effective. I don't know about you. This or That, coming up next.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This hour of the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Thanks for joining us. We're dancing to this or that as we move over to another piece of the set. Can't you just visualize it? I've been to the Home Shopping Network and I see how they flip the sets around and it's crazy. You know, you see it on the tube and they're like little boxes, boom, then they move to the next box, boom, then they move to the next box. If only it were that easy, right? So this segment again, this or that, Eric, the technical maestro for the show, joins us and he's pulling a deuce. So we'll see how energetic he is, meaning he's like doing a double shift. He gets the gold star of the day for the network. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Good, Kate. How are you doing?
So when you do like 12 hours or so, does somebody go and hustle up food for you? You like, you know, I'll buy, you fly. I mean, how do you get your grub?
No, I'm all by myself all day long.
All by myself.
Holding down the fort for the rest of the crew. So that everyone can
down the
enjoy
fort.
Their Sundays.
That's nice. Well, you'll enjoy it when you get that giant paycheck. But, you know, you could always have ordered out pizza, right? Couldn't they deliver pizza or something? Deliver something to you?
Yeah, I could have. I decided to save some money today, though.
Nice, you brought something.
Yep, I brought a couple of burritos with grilled steak, refried black beans, and some Albuquerque tortillas.
Ooh, I like how you specify Albuquerque tortillas.
That's what they're called. They're from
Albuquerque.
Yep.
I used to live there, so I totally relate to that. It's funny because we have something coming up about New Mexico. All right, but we start with this one first. Puppy or dog? So you get to adopt a puppy or a dog. Which do you go with? Do you go with the puppy, or do you go with the dog that's already kind of trained?
Yeah, I would go with the puppy. Unless it was like if I was saving an animal from the shelter.
Oh, I gotcha.
Then I would go with the older one, because then, you know, they're less likely to get taken.
Owners.
Yep, owners.
So the puppy, because puppies are fun, and even though they're a lot of work, it's you kind of raise them up and you have more time with them, theoretically.
I love to train animals, like dogs, even cats. Cats are trained.
Ooh.
I like to, if you when you raise them from, you know, as young as possible, you can teach them almost anything, you know. And
well, it's
sorry, go ahead.
It's funny you say that. It's no. You were saying, I interrupted you, that you can train them and you can teach them almost anything as possible. So I have a great puppy for you. His name is Guinness, and you can pick him up whenever you like. So puppies are a handful, though. They are.
Yeah, that's true, right? Especially the potty training part.
Yeah, but here's the good part. People might not know the backstory. We lost our beloved golden retriever in March, and we were so bummed out. It was so hard that we decided we were going to foster retrievers, and I signed up for it, and we were a foster fail because we got Guinness, and we couldn't give him back. I'm like, we got to adopt this dog, this puppy, because we can't do it. I can't give this dog up. He was sad when I put him in the car because I think he thought we were giving him up. They found him, like, in the woods, and I'm like, oh, I can't do it. And he is awesome and loving and all those things, but he's got a ton of energy, and we are training him. And you're right about that, Eric. Here's the key. You got to spend time with him.
Yeah, definitely. As much as
possible. Can't just blow him off. Yeah, as much as possible. So you can't blow him off. You got to spend the time with him. Like, if you too bad you're working, you have this or that, you got to give them time, because that's what they need. They want the time, and they need it. And if you do that, they'll take to it. So I think I actually have the same philosophy as you. If I was saving a dog, it was an older dog, I would do it. But the puppy is a lot of work, but it is also a lot of fun, and they're definitely trainable.
Yeah, with that being said, that's why I don't have a puppy. I have a cat.
Because it's easier.
It's a lot easier.
Thank you. Yes, just like I know. I'm going through it. All right, so I'm not complaining, people listening. I'm not complaining. And the funny thing is, I've seen more guys probably 28 or younger with puppies. Because I think they're single, and people have just been adopting puppies all over the place. Puppy trainers, or dog trainers, tell me that. And every time I go to, like, a dog daycare thing or somewhere, I see all these young guys, and they all have they have their masks on like me, but they have their little puppies. And I'm like, of course, because they're working, they're at their house, and then they have this wild puppy. Okay, movie, you know, everything opens up and you have a choice between the two. Which are you going to first, movie or a restaurant?
Restaurant.
Yeah, me too. Because we can go to the movie anytime, right, after this.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't really I don't watch movies. I don't go to the theaters very often anyways. So
right.
That makes it easier.
Plus, yeah, then you miss, like, having somebody serve you and sitting down and having the meal at a place you want to have it, where you can breathe and you're not worried about distancing or we can't be inside or whatever.
Right. Well, I guess that's the difference, right, is in a restaurant you socialize and you talk and laugh and drink, and then in a movie is more like, where you want to do the opposite.
Be quiet. Yeah. Yep. That's true. And so we've had plenty of isolation. So why do we want to be isolated more? I mean, I'm opposite, though, of you. I do like movies. It's a relaxing thing. But all things being considered, I would definitely pick up the restaurant first. I would go to the restaurant first. All right, you have a chance to live in the home of your dreams. And it's either going to be located in New Mexico, because it's a desert home, New Mexico or Nevada. Which would you pick?
Oh, that's a tough one. Would I have to live there forever for the rest of my life?
Well, it's your dream house. Somebody just handed it to you. You won the HGTV dream house.
Oh, then it's going to have to be New Mexico.
Woohoo! We'd be neighbors, because that would be me too. I used to live in Las Vegas, but I lived in Las Vegas and I lived in Albuquerque, so I did New Mexico and Nevada, and I did the desert, and I think it's so pretty. But there's something about New Mexico. Oh, it's magical.
Yeah, the land of enchantment.
It is, and that's a perfect name for it. And it would be different. I don't know. It would be different living there again, I think, but I like the Pueblos. I don't know. There's something, and I like red and green chili.
Yeah, I've the only place in Nevada I've ever been is Las Vegas, so I can't really, you know, judge it. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, Vegas is fun, and living there was fun, but it has a different feel than New Mexico. They're both pretty in different ways. They're definitely desert, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're back to food, of course, again. You get a choice with your pasta, meat sauce or meatballs. What do you go with?
Go with meatballs.
Why not? Yeah, I think meatballs all the way. Yeah, why not? If you're going to go there, why? It's like when people get bolognese, which you'll hear people talk about, oh, spaghetti and meatballs so fattening, really? And then they get bolognese. That's like five times the calories.
What's what is that? Bolognese?
It's the sauce. The bolognese sauce is the way they make it. There's so much cheese and stuff mixed into it that it's even more. So bolognese sauce, it's from the city of Bologna, and it's good. You got to try it, but it's made of beef, garlic, lots of cheese mixed into it, tons of cheese. So it's that much more fattening, I guess. Well, we said meatballs anyway, so there's no bolognese going on here.
That's true.
All right. Excellent. Thanks so much, Eric. Get some sleep. Appreciate you. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Make everybody a big shout out to Mo Flam.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.